All right, people, want to talk a little bit about the Club Shay Shay interview with Gary Owens. Gary Owens is kind of a part of the Cat Williams family. They're kind of connected. They're cool with each other. I'll just say that much. I really wanted to focus when it comes to this interview because we talk about faith, love, and trends. We're kind of going to talk about his persona in the Black community, as well as his divorce issues and whatnot. So we're going to get into that coming up right here on CBiz Media. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
Hey, so we're talking comedian Gary Owens. He's been around for a while. I remember growing up seeing him on Comic View. I think it's the first time I saw him. You know, he just has this infectious, this thing that makes you gravitate towards him. And he just happens to be a Caucasian male. And on Comic View and in the African-American world, there are not a lot of comedians, maybe not even a whole lot of entertainers that people of color can relate to. So even though he was not the same color, there was a connection. He talked about the hood. He talked about just loving that lifestyle and his love for Black women as well. And when I was watching him on Club Shay Shay, I was thinking of just how some people might see someone like him as misappropriation of the race. I think that's the right wording. Just like I think people were talking about Bruno Mars at one point for the similar thing, just kind of taking from Black culture and capitalizing off of it, basically. But seeing, you know, a lot of times when I see the background of some of these people that are influenced by Black culture, I can relate, because you look at his story. He comes from a trailer park. He didn't have a lot of positive influences in his life that were of his color, and he gravitated toward African-American people for whatever reason, and he somehow got a part of our community and connected with us. So in that case, I don't really feel strongly that it's a misappropriation. I just feel like, you know, wherever you come up at and wherever you end up at, you have a connection there. So if this happens to be another culture and that influences you, so be it. All love. It's great if you can also give back to the Black community as well. Maybe he can say he gave back by marrying someone of African-American descent. Of course, I think they were married before he even got big, and he has biracial children at this point. But because of his divorce situation and scenario, he's estranged from his kids. And surprisingly found out he has two new kids coming on the way. They're already here. Two twins that just came. So obviously he's moved on from his divorce. But he kind of talked about his divorce. You know, he talked about the comedy world. You know, the typical things that happen on Club Shay Shay when he kind of talks about entertainment industry, your experiences, your life. I feel like they were having therapy. And I do respect the fact that he knew his issue when it came to getting divorced and things, and just like making some mistakes, I'll say, in his marriage, as far as he chose to cheat because he was getting a lot of attention. He was in the entertainment world, and he was getting big for the first time. and he realized his self-esteem wasn't what it should be, because he said, you know, through life he didn't get a lot of attention, a lot of people weren't giving him love, so he kind of gravitated towards those type of things. And of course, if a man has opportunity to be with a woman, usually they're gonna take it. But he does recognize that because of his self-esteem, he took things, he probably took his marriage a little bit less for granted, because he was focusing on the attention and all the love he was getting and what he wanted and the extra opportunities for women. I do respect a man that can hold himself and can respect his marriage, and I do believe that they are out there, but I also know there's a lot of temptation out there. And he mentioned it during the show that if you're in the entertainment world, women are throwing yourself at you, it's kind of hard to fight that temptation. So if you're in that high place, you have to be prepared to have a higher responsibility about yourself, about your family, about how you walk. And he, you know, when his divorce came out, he was afraid that, you know, the black community was going to, you know, disregard him, no longer have him apart, because he left this black woman that he was with for so many years. He married her, they had kids, but he was still seeing love from the community, and you know, he's been around for a long time, so it's kind of like just lessons learned when you watch Club Shay Shay. It's like life lessons can be learned from it. Connections can be made. Realizing, you know, this is my flaw. I was kind of hungry for attention, starved for attention. I was rejected for him. He was rejected by both of his fathers, his stepfather and his blood father. Both didn't have great relationships. And his mom kind of chose the stepfather over him. So he had a lot of issues within his own culture, within his own family growing up. And we all can have issues, but it all depends on the situation and the surroundings you find yourself in, what you gravitate to, what you feel like will help you get through that or help you feel like you belong. And it seems like people of color, we bring in people of different cultures to say, hey, you can, you know, we know what it feels like to be misfits. We know what it feels like to not belong. So we will have an open arms to you. And that's kind of the vibe he was feeling as he was hanging around and being surrounded by the culture, that people of color are welcoming. We bring you in, we show you love. And that's true. I really see that as being true. And some people say we love outsiders even more than we love each other. Sometimes we do that crab in the barrel mentality as well. That's possible. But then sometimes when I think about how, you know, we have people like Eminem, we have people that appropriate black culture, I say more or less because they were surrounded by it, not to just do a come up or whatever. But, you know, I'm not saying that that's not possible. I'm sure that that happens. And I know that black culture is used carelessly and in some ways by people that have no connection with it. And they're making money off of it. I know that that's a true and real thing, but I do see that, you know, we take in people like that. We love people like that, that are outside of our culture, that kind of want to be like us. And is it some, you know, I'm trying to think deep here. Is it something about the oppressor actually accepting and loving us? Do we hold that at a higher standard or a higher regard? Because this person that normally would hate us now has allegiance to us and now loves us. Is that some type of a mental thing, or is that some type of a state that we may be in because of society and just the long time oppression, and to finally see the oppressor now become one of us? Is that something that is powerful to us? Is that something that helps us to gravitate or connect to people that are different than us, that want to be like us? I don't really know. You know, I'm just trying to take things into a deeper thought. Like, is that something special? Is that something beautiful that we might see in our culture and that we love? Or is it something that maybe isn't so healthy to, you know, do that because we have some type of attachment to someone that is oppressing us. I know I'm getting really deep into this rabbit hole here, but I'd love your thoughts. If you have any thoughts on the whole interview, or just how white people may fit in and how they may, you know, adopt our culture and want to be a part of us. What are your thoughts on that? Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. I have all love for all people. We're about faith, love, and trends. I'm always talking about God here and my faith. But yeah, I just want to know, because just so many different things just kind of swam through my mind. So I was like, well, let me just present this to the people and see what their thoughts are. But at the end of the day, you know, he said part of the divorce issue was possibly because of his cheating habits. He said only thing he really says was he wasn't happy and he kind of ended things. But he realized his cheating has to do with his own self-esteem and really not to do with his wife or what she's bringing to the table, but just the fact that he had the opportunity and his self-esteem was low enough to, you know, just jump into with whatever. And not whatever, but you know, opportunity meets self-esteem issues. So we see that can be a part of the reason why his marriage may have broken down. And also the other thing that stands out to me is how he did it. And he kind of just blindsided his wife, which that's the part that made me kind of lose respect for him, is that kind of blindsided her, did it in Ohio, didn't realize in LA there was 50-50 laws, and that's where she in turn did her own filing, which I didn't know you could even do a double filing. So I learned lessons here. Not that I want to get divorced. I haven't been married, but not that I want to get divorced. But I mean, again, you learn lessons on Club Shay Shay in more ways than one, I guess. But I just kind of want to unpack that, because again, we talk about faith, love, and trends and the whole love element. And sometimes when love ends, sometimes when love fades and fails, divorce has to happen. But how do you do it? And I didn't like how he did it. I didn't like how he sneak attacked his wife. You know, I think that Shannon asked him more than once, did you guys talk about this? And he kind of detoured the question, but at the end of the day, no. He calls her right before the server is going to come to the door. And this is when he kind of springs it on her. So in a way, I do kind of understand the whole revenge element. And I've heard people saying they were on her side, and people were saying they were on his side. And then it's not really, to me, at the end of the day, about race. For some people, it may be. It's more about integrity. And okay, you should have had a conversation with her. He was trying to protect his bag. Maybe that's why they did everything in Ohio. But at the time, they were living in LA. Who knows what other things were going on? I'm not going to get like all the way into their relationship business. He didn't put it all out there. And I'm glad that he didn't put tit for tat out there. And that's fine. But I just feel like that was just a bold move for somebody that has given their life to you, had your children, and you don't give them a heads up. Now, maybe he knows her mentality. He knows how she'll react. Maybe he thinks it won't, she'll blow up on him and he's not able to handle it. Maybe he knows those specific details. But I just feel like that wasn't the right way to go about doing that and letting the relationship end and the marriage end. So I feel like if you put all those years in with somebody, you should have enough integrity to say, you know, I'm going to have to walk away from this. He said they compartmentalized for some time. You know, it just showed me what I didn't want to do if I ever did get married. And I do want to invite you guys to check out my project, Why I Didn't Get Married. And you can learn more at cbiztvmedia.com. click that single Christian girl tab or email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. But yeah, that's the one thing that I have to say I didn't like about some of the decision making, that he kind of last minute did this. I wonder if he was already talking to someone new at the time. Like, there's just so many things going through my head, and I'm looking at her side as the woman, and I'm totally understanding, even though I've been following him, watching him, and grew up watching him, I still have to look on the woman's side and be like, you know, where's your allegiance? And then the social media kind of pits people against each other. Who are your allegiance to? And to me, I have allegiance to whoever did it the right way. It's not about if I like you. It's not about if I rock with you. I can do all that and still disagree with the way you chose to make moves and do things in your life. And my disagreement is not the end of the world. I'm just me. I'm probably very insignificant to that person's life. But if I was in someone's life and we were close, still, you know, you do you, you made your decision. I still have the right to disagree and say, you know what? I rock with you still, but yeah, that wasn't cool. That wasn't the way to work it. He also made a funny comment about Tyler Perry. I won't get into details. And I did want to point out a couple things, but I'll do that after the Tyler Perry comment. Yeah, he's saying basically Tyler Perry doesn't regret wearing that dress and the vibe he had when it comes to wearing dress versus Kat and probably all the other black comedians that come on. Gary was laughing, saying, I bet he didn't regret it. And then, you know, he was kind of saying he would wear one. And so Shannon kind of pointed out the whole thing. It's like really a thing in the black community versus the white community, because white males have done it and they don't get the same shame. They don't get the same put downs or possibly look down upon your work because you chose to do that. But at the end of the day, when he was laughing and making that joke about Tyler Perry didn't regret that, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that he doesn't regret that. People can say what they want to say, but that catapulted his career. And it depends on when you put the dress on. When you look at Tyler, he put the dress on and it empowered him. He used it to his advantage. But there are some people I feel put the dress on. The guy that was in Big Mama's House, he's also a Michigander. He used to live in Michigan. He's done a few roles. I'm trying to remember his name, but I'll put him in the comments. In the description. I'll put him in the description. But yeah, I feel like he may have put the dress on and was kind of coerced to being put the dress on, because like if your career started to go down and nobody's stunting you anymore, and it's like you got to put on this dress to get the come up. Now, if you do it in a demeaning way and you feel like you have to do this in order to stay relevant, then I understand it. But that's me coming from a black female perspective. And I know the black male perspective is probably very different. But I feel like you can and be empowered and take that dress and be empowered if you are a straight male. And because if you're not a straight male, of course, that's a whole different type of thought process and setup and all of that in today's day and age. But if you are a straight male and you're putting on the dress, you can do it in a way to empower you and to not say, oh, this is the end of your career, or you just had to do this because you had to be so-called emasculated and all of that. I think there's a way that you can do it where you can do it and make it your own. Do I say, you know, this is something that you should always do, every man should feel comfortable doing this, every guy can do it? I'll say no, but that's just my personal opinion and my thoughts on this subject. As a person of faith, we all know what the Bible says about being in feminine as well and homosexuality, and I'm not going to go deeply into that, but we all know that. But I'm sure I've seen Christian comedians dress up as women. I've seen, it's all just playing a part in having fun. You don't have to really, everything doesn't have to be, oh, that's a sin because you put on that dress. And it depends on why you put on that dress and the whole mentality behind it. Again, like I said, if you feel empowered doing it versus if you feel like this is the only way and you had to pimp yourself out. So it all depends on intention and intent. It's nothing wrong with, you know, the woman is very beautiful, very powerful person in our society, and people want to be like us and people want to dress like us. And it can be in a way where it's even keeled, it's powerful, or it's just fun and funny. It doesn't have to be deeper than that. But because society has put all these placeholders and all these issues and all these things and in the past and slavery and all these things, it makes it more than what possibly it has to be. So I said a lot, and I kind of mishmashed all over the place, kind of the way Club Shay Shay is. So I'm really, you know, fitting in with the topic at this time. But I want to finally say, I noticed there was a lot more commercials on Club Shay Shay. He had his own little spots he kept doing, and then there was a lot of cut-ins from YouTube. So I mean, he's getting so big, he has more commercials on than a regular TV show. But, you know, I'm wishing him all the best. And for some of the interviews I've seen, I've enjoyed, I'm going to probably check out some of the other ones that I haven't gotten a chance to get into that were mentioned. So, you know, there's language on here. There's things you can do on here that you probably couldn't do on regular mainstream TV. Maybe can do on cable, right? But even some of that language, I'm not even sure if you can do it on cable. So I noticed that he's got more commercials after those millions of views that Cat brought in. I noticed Amanda Seals didn't get as many. She has like 2 million views and it was been like 2 weeks versus Gary. He just came on. It's only been a day and he's got 1 million. I don't know how much more he'll get. I don't know if it's a double standard between men and women, but you know, Amanda was talking about her likability being an issue, so who knows. And I also noticed this, that with the profanity was bleeped. Now, I didn't see it when it was live. I saw the playback, so they may have gone back over it and gotten rid of the language, which, you know, for me, I'm good with that. Other people may not like the censorship, but I'm good with that. But that also shows how Club Shay Shay is becoming more of a commercial brand, and he is now trying to be suitable for all audiences. So I like the changes, but then I kind of, some of the changes I'm not, like the commercials I'm not really big on. But I also am just giving him love for the fact that he's progressing in what he's doing, and this is just becoming a bigger deal. So all the best for Club Shay Shay. It's a learning experience, it's therapy, it's laughs, it's society lessons, it's personal lessons, it's divorce, it's marriage, it's faith, love, and trends, it's all of that. So we'll be covering it sometimes. We'll be hanging out at Club Shay Shay from time to time and making sure they have that censorship on the language. No, but yeah, we'll be hanging out there sometime. And chatting about it right here on CBiz Media. Thoughts, comments, questions, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Faith, love, and trends. All the best. God bless.